You're listening to Precinct 444, a podcast network from the National Law Enforcement Museum. Today, we're bringing you an episode from Icons, where listeners are introduced to incredible people working within the law enforcement community who have made a profound impact in our world. These one-on-one interviews provide insight into their lives and careers so we can better understand their challenges and recognize their bravery, commitment, and sacrifice.
Black Trailblazers in Blue honors the service and sacrifice of Black law enforcement officers throughout history and highlights some of the key individuals who have made a significant mark on the history of Black law enforcement and law enforcement in general. In the Reel to Reel exhibit at the National Law Enforcement Museum, we exhibit a few artifacts that feature the famous comic book and film character The Lone Ranger, who was famously played by John Wayne. But did you know that the story of the Lone Ranger was actually inspired by the first Black U.S. Marshal in the early Oklahoma Territory, who has a rather epic story? His name was Bass Reeves. And Bass Reeves was born a slave in 1838 in Crawford County, Arkansas. Under the ownership of a farmer and politician named William Reeves, Bass Reeves worked alongside his parents and was a water boy until he became old enough to work as a field hand. William Reeves moved his farming operations, including all of his slaves, to Grayson County, Texas, around 1846. Bass Reeves was known for his tall stature, good manners, and a sense of humor, and it was in Texas that these characteristics caught the attention of his master's son, George. George Reeves eventually chose Bass to become his bodyguard and valet, and the two became rather loyal companions. When Texas sided with the Confederacy, George Reeves joined the Confederate Army, and Bass went along with him. It was during the Civil War that both Bass and George Reeves eventually parted ways, and many speculate the reasons for this separation. Some legends say that the two got into a heated dispute over a card game, while others say that Bass overheard talk of freeing slaves and just ran away. However the circumstance, Bass Reeves ended up in what was then called Indian Territory, which is present-day Oklahoma. He took refuge with members of the Seminole, Cherokee, and Creek Indians, learning their languages, customs, tracking skills, and other things that served him very well in his later law enforcement career. It was during this time that he also honed in on his skills with a pistol, and while he humbly claimed throughout his life that he was only a fair shot, he was regularly barred from turkey shooting competitions in the territory because of his stellar accuracy. In 1863, Bass Reeves was ultimately freed from his life as a slave and a fugitive by the Emancipation Proclamation. He left Indian Territory and bought land near Van Buren, Arkansas, which he used to successfully farm and ranch. He married Nellie Jenny, a woman from Texas, in 1864, and they had 10 children together. In addition to farming and ranching, Reeves occasionally worked as a scout and guide for the U.S. Deputy Marshals, entering Indian Territory on business of the Van Buren Federal Court. Reeves officially began his law enforcement career in 1875 after the Federal Western District Court was moved to Fort Smith, Arkansas. He was hired as a deputy by Judge Isaac C. Parker, who had been tasked by President Ulysses S. Grant to, quote-unquote, clean up Indian Territory. Reeves was one of 200 deputies hired by Parker in 1875, and he was the only one on record that stayed until Oklahoma achieved statehood in 1907. In his 32-year tenure as a U.S. Marshal, Reeves was known for his ruthlessness and his ability to catch outlaws that other deputies couldn't. Reeves was reportedly involved in a number of shootouts, yet was never injured. He stated once that he had killed 14 men in self-defense, and at the time of his death, a newspaper had reported that the number was actually 20. And by 1901, it was reported that he had arrested 3,000 men and women who broke federal laws in the Indian Territory, one of which was his own son, who was convicted in the murder of his wife. Reeves achieved all of this while also being illiterate due to his background as a former slave, so he would memorize the warrants and writs that he served. The Indian Territory was notoriously the most dangerous for federal law enforcement officers in the Old West, and records show that 120 lost their lives before Oklahoma achieved statehood in 1907. Bass Reeves himself escaped numerous assassination attempts as he was one of the most feared federal officers in the territory. Bass Reeves retired from his federal service upon Oklahoma's statehood in 1907 at the age of 67, but his law enforcement career was not yet over. He went on to serve as a city policeman in Muskogee, Oklahoma for 2 years prior to his death in 1910. For a long time, the story of Bass Reeves lived on anonymously as the whitewashed Lone Ranger. But today, Hollywood has made greater strides to tell Reeves' story more accurately. In 2021, a film titled The Harder They Fall premiered on Netflix and featured Reeves as a key character in the film. Reeves was played by British actor Delroy Lindo. And then in 2022, it was announced that a miniseries spinoff of Yellowstone prequel 1883 will focus directly on the story of Bass Reeves, with David Oyelowo cast as the first Black U.S. Marshal. We hope you enjoyed this special Black Trailblazers in Blue edition of Icons. Join us again next week and throughout the rest of Black History Month as we spotlight key figures in both Black law enforcement history and law enforcement history at large.
Please subscribe to Precinct 444 on your favorite podcasting platform to stay connected and to receive our latest content as soon as it drops. We would love to hear from you. Send in your questions, comments, and feedback to precinct444@nleomf.org. You can help us make our content even better. The National Law Enforcement Museum is located at 444 East Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., and is dedicated to telling the story of American law enforcement. We expand and enrich the relationship between law enforcement and the community through educational journeys, immersive exhibitions, and insightful programs. Find us online at lawenforcementmuseum.org and stay tuned for more podcast content from Precinct 444. Until next time, stay safe. We'll see you at the precinct.